soldiers of Afghanistan.
NATO's top military commander, Admiral James Stavridis, addressing a battalion of the Afghan National Army at a training camp outside the capital, Kabul.
I am the commander of 47 nations who are together with you in this beautiful country. Together we will all succeed. We will stand shoulder to shoulder together with you.
The Afghan soldiers show what they've learned in the past weeks, how they will deal with ambushes, roadside bombs, and evacuating wounded comrades and civilians. Common occurrences here.
Then you've got the Mujahideen Integration Course, which
British Brigadier Simon Levy heads the training program. He says the goal is eventually to let the Afghans do it all by themselves.
At the moment, we are training and mentoring them. Over time, we will just reduce to mentoring, then finally just to observing.
But for now, the NATO training mission is focusing on helping the Afghan army grow and become self-sufficient. The army is slated to grow more than 50% in the next 16 months to 171,000 troops.
Thank you for your service.
The sooner the Afghans can enforce their own security, the sooner NATO forces can begin to leave.
What you see behind me is the future of Afghanistan. It's the Afghan National Army, Afghan National Police, and it indicates their readiness to step up and take on the security challenges.
The challenges are formidable. This battalion will be deployed to southern Afghanistan near the Taliban heartland of Kandahar. Those troops and thousands of U.S. forces will move into the region to try to curtail Taliban influence and allow the Afghan population to live without fear.
I think the biggest challenge in Afghanistan is not security. It's development, creating an effective economy, it's governance, it's creating a reduction in corruption.
In the meantime, though, these men and others like them will have to win the confidence of the Afghan people by proving they can protect their land. Jennifer Glass for VOA News at Camp Black Horse outside Kabul.